then go back to the agenda number 13, petition for non-meandered waters transportation lanes.
Mr. Chairman, we'll continue on the petition. The last one here from Mr. Tom Marquardt from up in Watertown. I do believe we have him on the phone. And Chris, how do you want to do it? You want this microphone, that one? We're gonna put Tom Marquardt on the microphone, the phone here. And Tom, if you wouldn't mind, give a little background information on the petition to the commission, and then we'll go from there.
Pepper Stew, which is located in Clark County, was closed at public access, and it is the latest one that is shut down, which was considered the Hillcrest to Kingstrom closure action. And what we're doing, we're trying to petition to the commission by House Bill 101, 2017, Inspection 16, that indicates that petition to the commission to have access to public land beyond in the same body of water that has excess that has been closed off due to action by the commission for closed land. If you take a look at the map on Pepper Slough, probably about 70% of that particular body of water is public land, and the only real access to that public land is from the west side through the area off the township road, that just that little 8 acres that have been closed off, which basically eliminated access. At one time, there was access to the east side off a county road to Pepper Stove, but in lower water years, and because of some of the water that had been taken off from the slough through a drainage culvert that we installed, that no longer is accessible because or with a boat. We tried to access from the south, which is the Game Fish and Parks land, but because of the slough and such as that, we just could not get our boats in through there. We tried multiple different directions. So the only real access that we were able to find to that area, and we've used for many years, is that access off that township road through the land that has been closed up. And we'd like to have the commission rule on it, as is in Section 16, that we just have the ability to transport across that closed section into the public land fishery.
All right, thank you, Tom, for the description of your petition. Mr. Chairman, if you're okay, I'll continue to move on from some discussion from the department, unless you have any questions for Mr. Marquardt.
Anybody have questions? So please proceed, Tom.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, as Mr. Marquardt brought forward this petition, is asked for a transportation lane or navigation lane over a closed section of the non-meander body of water to that part of the water that would be open to public fishing. Is a petition to create that and provide that access on that body of water. As we've had some discussions with a few of you today, as you asked some questions about this, what is the interesting portion of this is that it is a true statement that within statute 412316 under non-meander body of the water, it does have the language in there where the commission has the authority to promulgate rules to put together a process, the rules associated with creating a transportation lane or a navigation lane through a circumstance or situation as described in what Mr. Marquardt brought forward in the petition here in front of you. That being said, looking at this in 3 years in place, these statutes, this is the first request for such a transportation lane across a portion of non-meander body water that has been closed. And in light of that, the circumstances are there is not any rules that have been promulgated. That process has not been put into place at time, primarily from the standpoint because this type of request has not come in yet. Now, that being said, it does talk about in statute the commission shall promulgate the rules to generate this. That just has not taken place as of today. So that's the reality of where things are. We've had a couple of discussions with Mr. Marquardt, Deputy Secretary. Kevin Roebling has had a few conversations with him. We've talked about this internally. And so where we are today and what we bring forward to you in respect to the petition, what our recommendation is, we would ask that you deny the petition, but we certainly understand the question that's being asked of us as a department and you as a commission, and ask for denial of the petition, but use this as that stepping stone to initiate the further discussions about what those rules would look like, what would that process look like for an individual such as Mr. Marquardt that submitted this petition to petition a commission to establish a transportation lane or a transportation route over that closed section of a non-meander body of water. So because those rules are not in place, we do have the sideboards established in statute again, 412316. What our next step would be then is to start more in-depth discussions and bring forward to you, the commission, what those rules would look like, recommended rules, and what that recommended process would look like for an individual to petition for such a transportation lane. So in a nutshell, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, that's where we are today. We've had some good conversations with Mr. Marquardt on this particular example that he shared with you. This will take a little time to generate these rules and this process and to figure out all the intricacies that may or may not go with that. But it's something that we will begin working on, and we would bring forward to you as a commission body, have those discussions, put it out for public comment, and ultimately generate the associated administrative rules that would go with such a process and rules to go with that. So that, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, I will conclude there again with a recommendation to deny, but understanding that this would be a stepping stone to continue this conversation and begin working on generating those rules and process to bring in front of you as recommended proposals in the future. And with that, myself, Kevin or John Kotilnik will stand by for any questions that you may have.
Motion to approve or deny? Second. Then we'll have some discussion. Just curious, does the statute set out the criteria by which these rules would flow, or is it more so we have to the discretion of the commission?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, John Kotilnik, Senior Staff Director, who's listening. So the statute does lay out two criteria in which the commission should consider when whether or not to grant a navigation lane. And essentially, the marked portion of the non-meandered lake is directly between a point of legal public access and a portion of the non-meandered lake open for recreational use. That's the first element. Second is there is no alternative legal public access or improved legal public access to the portion of the non-meandered lake open for recreational use. So there is some sideboards in there, and some of the things that we've had preliminary conversations on that would be beneficial as far as the rule promulgation process is to identify marking requirements, how are the lanes going to be marked, just kind of more of the logistical things of what that looks like and then ultimately what that petition process looks like. So to answer your question as far as does the commission have criteria to weigh, yes, the statute gives you two very broad elements to consider when granting these navigation lanes.
Well, that would be challenging on how wide, where, what direction.
Any other comments, questions?
Mr. Spring, does this lane cross all public land, or does it cross some private land?
Good, Jerry. Again, Jonathan, like Commissioner Spring, this would be crossing a closed non-meandered body of water, so the water would be over top of private land.
Does the private people agree with this?
I would imagine that would probably be case dependent. But that's part of what the process that we're going to be creating as far as administrative rules, to have those interested parties, i.e. the landowners and those who are petitioning this commission to ask for that land or that navigation lane, to have their voice both sides heard.
Get there down the road. How many of these bodies of water are there?
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Robin, your Deputy Secretary of Gambeson Parks. As far as the situations that we're dealing with here on Pepper Slough, we have very few of these out there right now. We have very few where there's no other means of public access, via road right of way or via other piece of public property. So that in itself probably is the reason we haven't had any requests for this navigation lane or transportation lane through closed non-meandered waters. Even to this day, we still sit at right around 4,000 acres of closed water throughout the state. That number hasn't changed a whole lot. It actually has come down. We had 5,200 acres at the all-time high. So all in all, I mean, the number has been consistent. The number of these situations, I would say, are very, very few. I can't think of really any at this point besides this situation. And if the water does go down on Pepper Slough, even a foot, that road right away will be out of the water then. So even this situation it ebbs and flows with the water levels. And that's a lot of what we're dealing with up in the Northeast. However, we are at historic highs as far as water levels are concerned right now.
If not, we'll vote on the motion. Deny is for the motion, which is to deny the petition.
Fee?
Aye.
Hawken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor.
Thank you.